Mr. President, good to meet you. My name's Steve. I'm a doctoral student here.
What are you studying?
Political rhetoric.
Uh-oh. How am I doing so far?
Pretty good, pretty good.
I feel like I'm getting graded up there. Go ahead.
All right. Much sacrifice is being asked of our generation. So when are our economic perspectives going to be addressed? For example, when is the war on drugs and society going to be abandoned and replaced by a more sophisticated and cost-effective program of rehabilitation, such as the one in Portugal?
I have stated repeatedly, and it's actually reflected in our most recent statement by our Office of Drug Policy, that we need to have an approach that emphasizes prevention, treatment, a public health model for reducing drug use in our country. We've got to put more resources into that. We can't simply focus on interdiction because, frankly, no matter how good of a job we're doing when it comes to an interdiction approach, if there is high demand in this country for drugs, we are going to continue to see not only drug use, but also the violence associated with the drug trade. This has obviously become extremely severe for Mexico, and we are working now with the Mexican government in part to help them deal with these transnational drug dealers. But one of the things that I've said to President Calderon is, we understand that we have an obligation here in this country to reduce demand. And the only way that you reduce demand is through treatment and prevention. And there are a lot of communities around the country where if you have a serious drug problem and you decide, I'm going to kick the habit, and you seek out treatment, assuming you're not wealthy, because it may not be covered even if you have health insurance, but particularly if you're poor, you may have a 90-day wait before you can even get into a program. Well, obviously, if you're trying to kick a habit, waiting 90 days to get help is a problem. So I agree with you that we have to make sure that our balance in our approach is also focused on treatment, prevention. And part of our challenge is also getting into schools early and making sure that young people recognize the perils of drug use. Just to make sure that I'm actually answering your question, am I willing to pursue a decriminalization strategy as an approach? No. But I am willing to make sure that we're putting more resources on the treatment and prevention side. Okay?